Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. This is the Heart of the Hood Show, and I'm your host, Eric Hood. Today, we're about to do part two and the final part of this powerful series that I got going on entitled Why the World Don't Want Today's Church. Why the World Don't Want Today's Church. And on the last message, on part one, we had went into some scriptures that really brought some clarity to this here vital issue in the body of Christ. Because there are reasons why the churches are empty and why it's so hard to get people to come to church. And we reveal some powerful openings that we need to really work on as a body of Christ. Because it is God's will that everybody be saved. And it is God's will and desire that he expresses love to the world. Because the scripture said that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, not just church folk, not just a few, but he died for the sins of the whole world. And for in some kind of way, the church has got caught up into thinking that Jesus just died for them. And that's not the case. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. And the scripture said that God so loved the world, not just a few folks, but the scripture said that God so loved the world. So with that said, you already know how we're going to do it. Start it off with prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for nailing everything to the cross. Thank you. Thank you for being so awesome. Thank you for going through everything you went through. For me, I appreciate it. Oh, I'm so thankful for you. Father, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son for us. Thank you. Thank you for showing your love to us. And today we are open to receive your love through your word. Today we are open to receive your goodness through your word. Today we are open to receive your grace and your mercy through your word. Because you are your word. And we glorify you. We magnify your name, Jesus. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's get right into it, people. Let's get right into it, because this is an issue that's really is a real hindrance to the body of Christ. I am going to start over in the Gospel of Matthew. And I'm going to go to chapter 15. And as of course, I am going through the Amplified Bible. And I like the Amplified because it opens up. It just opens up and it magnifies the whole topic. And it actually brings clarity. So I'm going Matthew chapter 15, and I'm starting at verse 3. Check this out. And this is Jesus when he's talking to the Pharisees and scribes, when they ask Jesus, why do his disciples go against the traditions and they don't wash their hands before they eat? And Jesus told them, Jesus said, he replied to them, and why also do you transgress, Lord Jesus, and violate the commandment of God for the sake of the rules handed down to you by your forefathers, the elders? Who, for God commanded, honor your father, your mother, and he who curses or reviles or speaks evil of or abuses or treats improperly his father or mother, let him surely come to his end by death. But you say, if anyone tells his father or mother what you would have gained from me, that is the money and whatever I have that might be used for helping you, is already dedicated, watch this here, dedicated as a gift to God, then he is exempt and no longer under obligation to honor and help his father or his mother. Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! So for the sake of your tradition, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of force and authority and making it of non-effect. Lord have mercy. This is what we have going on in the church right now, to where the leaders are saying, the more money you bring to the church, the more money you bring helping the quote-unquote kingdom, God will bless you because he looks down on it and smiles down on it. But all the while, you neglecting your bills you got at home. You neglecting your family you got at home. But you going to bring this here money to the church because you've been tricked through the scriptures, because you yourself don't study the word. So you've been tricked through the scriptures because Satan is using this here platform that this preacher is on to get you to give your money so you can stay out of the will of God anyway, and so you can continue to struggle, you and your family. And this is what Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and scribes about, and he's telling them, you telling the people that when you have means to help people, to help your family, you tell them, don't worry about them. Bring it to the temple. Because you're sacrificing it to God. And God is going to supply your needs. God is going to take care of that. Let God take care of that. You take care of God's business and God will take care of your business. I know you've heard that before. I've heard that plenty of times. Because they take stuff and they manipulate it for their own greed. And Jesus is telling them that's not the way. Now watch what he finished saying to them. Now, watch what he finished saying to them. So for the sake of your tradition, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of force and authority. See, when you do that, this is why Jesus said, your traditions have made the word of God a non-effect. Because God can't function. When you're doing a works mentality and you're doing it away from God's grace, you handcuff God. And he can't move in your life. And he said, and making it of no effect, you pretenders, hypocrites, admirably and truly did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, these people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far away from me. Uselessly, whoa, Lord have mercy, listen to this, uselessly do they worship me, Jesus, for they teach as doctrines the commands of men. You have people in church, they come to church, they go to hollering and crying and snotting and falling out all on the floor, and folks have to come and put covers on them and cover them up because they done fell out, they crying and snotting and running around the church and just falling out and crying, and they think they're doing that to God. And Jesus said that worship is useless. Lord have mercy. Jesus said that worship is useless. And you know why it's useless? Because it's coming out of a works mentality. It is coming out of tactics and stunts, hypocrisy, religion. It's not coming from a heart heartfelt desire to get to know God as Father. It's not coming from a heartfelt desire to get to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's not coming with a heartfelt desire to just surrender all to Jesus. It's not coming with a heartfelt desire to just render all to God as your Father. It's not coming all to render all to God because you love it. There's no heartfelt in there. It's all religion. It's all works mentality. Jesus said, it's useless worship. And as a result, we got a body of Christ. Take all the hard-earned time and hard-earned money to the temple because they supposedly be worshiping God with it, giving it to God, when really Jesus said all you're doing, you worshiping the commandments of man, and you giving your worship to man. You giving that stuff to man. God ain't nowhere in it. Jesus said, you say you love me and you worship me with your mouth, but your motives are far from me. Lord, have mercy. And we wonder why we go to church all the time and struggle just get thicker and thicker. God knows your heart, and he knows that it's hypocrisy. This is why the world don't want today's church, because they see the hypocrisy. They see the false doctrine. They see the manifestation of hypocrisy. They see the manifestation of control, witchcraft, and greed. They see this. And why do you think they call Christians fake Christians? Because they see it. It can't hide it. Jesus said, you judge a tree by the fruit that it bear. The people out there see the fruit that's bearing. The people see the trees that have fruits of hypocrisy on it, the trees that have fruits of greed on it, the trees that have fruits of manipulation on it, the trees that have fruits of witchcraft. They see it, and that's why they stand off away from the church. And then we go home to our own families full of this foolishness. I know what I'm talking about personally. I used to be in this stuff. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. And you wonder why your family don't want no parts of it, because they're looking at your life and they saying, I don't see nothing happening with you. And as a matter of fact, things are getting worse. And you ain't doing nothing but taking all our finances to that church, and the pastor and his family is living like royalty. And we over here struggling. And you want me to go and visit that mess? Really? This is why the world don't want today's church. Let me take you over here to Mark. And he's talking about the same thing, but in a different way. Check him out. And listen to what he says. Over in Mark 7. And this is how he says it. Over in Mark 7, verse 6, but he said to them, excellently and truly, so that there will be no room for blame, did Isaiah prophesy of you, the pretenders and hypocrites, as it stands written. These people constantly honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far distant from me. He said, constantly honor me with their lips. It's all you hear. These are the people that you hear all the time. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Blessed by the best. Favor ain't fair. All this old foolishness you hear all the time. And they don't bit more have a relationship with God, none whatsoever. And you can tell in their actions. And see, I'm trying to get us to see that we've been tricked in the church. See, Satan is not going to use some outside force to trick you. He going to use in-house methods. Jesus called Satan an evil genius. He said, the evil genius come after me, but he find nothing in me. And Satan is not going to use any outside forces to come against you. He going to use what's in-house, and he going to manipulate it because he perverts it. And pervert means go the opposite direction of its original intent. This is why we do works mentality to try to earn and prove to God versus just resting in him. This is what we own. And this is why we're powerless in the church. And this is why we're broke in the church. This is why our voice carries no weight in the church. This is why you have ungodly groups that are able to get ungodly laws passed. They come together and get ungodly laws passed. Take prayer out of schools. You can't even mention Jesus on a job. But you can talk about everything that's ungodly. Because the body of Christ has no power. Because God cannot manifest himself through religion. God cannot manifest himself through hypocrisy. God cannot manifest himself through greed. God cannot manifest himself through witchcraft. God cannot manifest himself through control. God cannot manifest himself through nothing but what he is, which is love. And since we are not displaying this here to the world cannot come to God because the body of Christ have not got an understanding or received God's love towards them. Therefore, you cannot issue it out. You can give somebody something you yourself haven't received. This is why the body is spewing out religion, control, witchcraft, greed, and manipulation, and misrepresentation of the scriptures altogether. And this is why the world won't have anything to do with today's church, because it's full of mess. Let me go on. In vain, fruitlessly, and without profit do they worship me. You hear that? In vain, fruitlessly, and without profit do they worship me, ordering and teaching to be obeyed as doctrines, the commandments, and precepts of men. He said, see the stuff we do? This is why there's no profit from it. This is why we don't have anything manifesting as far as godly, because it's fruitless, because we are being taught to obey man. We are being taught to serve the preacher. We being taught to obey the preacher. We being taught to give to the preacher. We being taught to do things that the preacher said now. Most of the laws and concepts and stuff that's in the church, God has nothing to do with that. You can't find most of that mess nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere. All that mess is man-made. That's where religion comes from. Man putting his own ideology and rules and commandments in God's word. That's where religion come from. And this is why we have stuff like Baptist, Methodist, First Baptist, Kojic. We have all kind of crazy stuff. And you ain't find that mess nowhere in the Bible. It ain't nowhere now. And we do all kind of stuff. And Jesus saying it's fruitless. It's unprofitable. Because you doing stuff that man done gave you. So therefore, you must look towards man to take care of you. Because you done blocked me out with your religion, with your works mentality. And this is why the world don't want today's church because they see it. They see the stuff that's going on. They see it. And we wonder why they don't want to have nothing to do with us. They are more willing to accept a Jehovah Witness than they is us. They're more willing to accept a Muslim before they do us. Because as wicked as that mess is, at least they see some consistency in it. At least they see order in it. Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, Satan's kingdom is not divided. The only kingdom that's divided is the kingdom of God. That's it. That's it. And we look at the world, we get out here, we talk about them people, we call them all out their names, we say they're heathens and they sinners and they don't stop, they're going to hell, and we amen the pastor while he sit up here and talk about these people, but we the ones got to come out here the same day or the next day, need them for housing, need them for food, need them for the hospital, need them for their jobs because they hire us, all this stuff. And we wonder why doors close on us because they don't hire us. So now we got to go into deep prayer and fasting and believing God for all this here. And God is saying, you speaking against what I got for you. You can't have what you speak against. And then we wonder why so many Christians are unemployed. We wonder why we don't get no favor at the banks for loans. We wonder why we don't get this, we don't get that. Because we speaking against things that's out here to help us. But we have these here preachers who done tricked us because they getting all your money, so they don't need the stuff out here because they got you out here slaving and working and being tricked and going through mess to bring your hard-earned money there. And you come back to the same place where the world is, and you're angry, you're mad, you ain't got no joy, you ain't got no peace, because you can't have peace and joy in religion. This is why the world don't want anything to do with the church, because of the doctrine that's being taught. It's not the gospel. It's only the gospel. It's only the gospel that is going to win people to Jesus. Only the gospel. Let me take you. Let me get off of that one now. And let me take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want you to listen to this here. This is Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I'm reading from the Amplified. And I'm starting at verse 3. And he said, but even if our gospel, the glad tidings, also be hidden, obscured and covered up with a veil that hinders, watch this here, that hinders the knowledge of God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. See, the stuff that's being taught in these churches, it doesn't lead you to get to know God's love towards you. It leads you to try to earn God's love. It doesn't teach you how to just receive his love. And Apostle Paul came to teach us grace. But all we're being taught is control, and they'll use a grace factor and manipulate it to death. I hear so much preaching and teaching on grace that's ungodly and off till I just shake my head and said, Lord, help us, Jesus. Lord, help us. Okay. And it said, it is hidden only to those who are perishing and obscured, only to those who are spiritually dying. Lord Jesus, have mercy. And veiled only to those who are lost. For the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds. Now, we think that he's talking about the people in the world, but see, you can be an unbelieving believer. You can be an unbelieving believer. And this is how stuff is taught in the church, because they don't believe that you don't have to do this and do that to get God's blessing, to actually walk in God's grace and stuff like that. The church, for the most part, they believe that you have to tithe in order for God to bless you. They believe that you have to do this and do that. They believe you have to go to church all the time. They believe you have to sit up and listen to the same man preach every Wednesday and Sunday. They believe this. And they believe that if you don't do that, then God won't bless you. They believe that. They believe that mess. They believe in a works mentality. I got to get out here and do a work for God. I got to get out here and move for God. They believe that. Paul was doing that. Before he came Apostle Paul, he was doing it as Saul. And he was doing it. And he was persecuting the saints, and he thought that he was doing God's job. He thought he was being diligent for God. I'm trying to help us to where we can stop this mess and get in God's grace. The only way this is going to happen for you, if you get in the Word for yourself, you got to stop going to these churches and just going off what your pastor say. See, and these type of messages, what I be speaking on, most of the body of Christ are not going to receive it because a veil of control and witchcraft and religion is over you. And you can't receive this. You can't receive it. And Jesus said you can't pour new wine in old wineskin. You got to get born again in your soul, because you jacked up with all that control and religion that's been put on you through the preaching of that other kind of opposition gospel that Paul speaks about. And you have to understand, I mean, common sense should tell you that you've been doing this here for years and things have not gotten better. And as a matter of fact, things have gotten worse. Something should tell you that something ain't right. Somebody lying. Either God or the pastor. One of them lying. They both ain't telling the truth. But I believe God is telling the truth. God said, let every man be a lie, and let God be true. So if they're not speaking the gospel, let them be a lie. Let them be a lie. Because it's not God. God loves you. Now watch this here. For the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds, that they should not discern the truth. See, I just told you that. That they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light. Watch this. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy. Of the gospel, Jesus, of the glory of Christ the Messiah, who is the image and likeness of God. Lord, have mercy. I'm telling you, religion will block you from receiving God's love towards you. Religion will block you from receiving God's grace towards you. Religion will block you from receiving God's mercy from you. Religion will block you from sitting on God's lap and getting to know him as your father. Religion will block you from receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Religion will block you from walking in an abundant life, Jesus, that Jesus came to bring for you to live in. Religion will block you from being a conduit for God to use to show his glory and love to the world. This is why the world don't want today's church, because the gospel of Christ is not being preached. The gospel of Christ is not being manifested. It's the gospel of man, an opposition gospel that's being preached. And as a result, there's no power, there's no manifestation, and there's no glory of God's goodness coming to the planet Earth. God loves us. We have to come up out of this irreligion, and we have to get into the gospel of Christ, because it's in that gospel is where our hearts will be circumcised with pureness of joy. It's in that gospel is where God can use us to be a conduit so he can spread his love to the world, so that the world will see for sure that God is in their life. God loves us, and he wants this to manifest in our life. This your boy, Ehud, once again on the Heart of Hood Show. I hope you enjoyed this message. Check out my blog and check out all my archives and grow in God. I love you. More importantly, God loves you and wants to be your father. Get to know him. I approve this message, and I'm out. Peace.